Excuse me. I couldn't help but notice you staring at me from across the lobby. I had to come over to ask you why. Is it because I'm attractive and wearing a tight dress? Although there's so many other women here at least as attractive as me and wearing dresses just as tight. Or is it because of my age? I must assure you that I'm 18, although you probably already know that. There's younger girls here, and they are wearing much less. Or, do you recognise me? There was a time when I was younger and much more popular, where I couldn't even walk down the street without getting mobbed by fans. Mostly girls younger even than me, but also some my age who were fans of my stuff. That's it, isn't it? You do recognise me. So few people do now. It's like I turned 18 and people lost interest. I was too old for my previous fans or too clean cut for their taste as they got older. They didn't want role models anymore. On the other hand, a surprisingly large amount of my fan base were apparently adult men who became bored with me once I was legal. I was something special when I was a sweet young girl, but now that I'm an actual adult, well, there's at least 1,000 other girls out there trying for the exact same audience. And according to my agent, I'm never going to be able to compete with them without shedding my old good girl image. That wasn't something I wanted to hear. It's not everything I wanted to talk to him about either. I did try to dress more provocatively, like you see now, but it's not easy for me. I really am that fairly simple girl people fell in love with when I was younger. They wanted me to slut things up a bit before I even turned 18, and I resisted. I wanted to be a positive role model. But my fans have largely left me, the young girls and the older men. I'm not even invited to the movie premieres or award ceremonies or things like that anymore. No one is interested in a grown woman getting by on that cute thing. That's not what sells downloads on iTunes or movie tickets or commercial time on TV or things like that anymore. Look, it's a little noisy down here. It's not like I'm getting hounded for autographs or pictures or anything. But still, let's go somewhere a little more private. I have a room upstairs if you wouldn't mind talking. Thanks for coming up here. This hotel room isn't much, I'm afraid. There was a time when I'd have an entire suite on the top floor. A month from now, I'll probably have to sleep on a friend's couch when I come into town. Except most of my friends disappeared once the money stopped coming in. But that can change. I'm up for a role in a new TV show. It's cable, but that's where some of the best stuff hits me these days. The producers have already done so many other good shows. I've been catching up on a lot of it lately. My parents didn't let me watch it before. It's not like I had time anyway when my life was so much busier. It's very adult. Not adult like an adult film, but mature, grown up. People naked and having sex all the time. I mean, not real sex. It's all acting. Very, very convincing acting. My agent says the producers and the director all like me. They just think I'm too nice for the role and some of the things it would involve. Right now, I'm a long shot for the part. It's probably going to go to another girl who doesn't have to overcome people seeing her grow up on TV and still think of her as a little girl. My agent says I need to do something drastic to show the people on TV that I can handle that kind of role. Something that would also draw me a lot of attention. He thinks I should, now, don't laugh. He thinks I should make a sex tape. You know, to show people that I'm all grown up and not that innocent. It's not enough that I had my first kiss on camera. Now, apparently, I have to lose my own virginity the same way. Yeah, I didn't have time for a social life when I was younger. just like I didn't have a chance to watch TV. Oh, sure, I dated. I had boyfriends, there were at least two boy band members, but they were all gay. At least I think they were. They were busy too, so it's not like we would have had time to do anything either. But you're expected to date when you're famous. And I don't have a boyfriend now. I've been too busy trying to get my career back on track, I guess. Not that I really need to have a boyfriend for the purposes of a sex tape. It's just enough that I pick up some stranger in a hotel. So, insert awkward pause here, I guess. But you had to wonder why I invited you up to my room. Some strange but kind of handsome guy I just met. The only guy that actually recognised me in a sea of beautiful girls. Maybe you're a fan of mine when I was younger. Either because you thought I was a good actress or just for other reasons. But I'm adult now and I'm ready to do adult things. So if you ever did watch my TV show and think of maybe someday doing naughty things with me, well, here's your chance. Just to be fair, there is a camera in here. Multiple cameras, actually. My agent sent them up. He wouldn't tell me where. He said it would just make me nervous. He's right, I guess. Not that I'm extremely nervous already, but I'm an actress. Stage fright is something new, and even if I'm nervous, I'd like to think I'm a good enough actress to not let it show on camera. So, if you don't mind, action. The microphones aren't supposed to be able to pick up regular conversation on this, so please don't mind if I talk. It will help me to focus on what my body needs to do. I'll start by taking my dress off. This will actually be a bit of a relief. It's much tighter than what I'm used to. The dress is a slightly modified version of what I wore to an award ceremony last year, before I turned 18. I'm just a little taller and it's a little tighter now, and there's less skirt and more cleavage. These bra and panties are new, but I Instagrammed myself wearing them last week, so there's evidence out there that they're mine in case people think this video is fake. It was my agent's idea, and for what it's worth, the picture got more hits than most stuff I posted in months. If the bra and panties aren't enough proof, then this birthmark on my hip, that's been seen enough on the TV show whenever I wore a swimsuit. Those were some of our highest rated episodes. It should be a dead giveaway that I'm not just a lookalike. Of course, those mannerisms are all me too. The way I'm standing, the nervous brushing of my hair over my ear as I talk to you. There shouldn't be any doubt in anyone's mind who I really am. Even if it will take some of them a while to remember who I was. But then they'll be talking about me for quite a while. He said I should start with a blowjob. I'm embarrassed to say I had to look up what that was. I told you I didn't have much free time when I was a star, and all that innocence wasn't really an act. My parents kept me sheltered, just like they kept all of my money. But this is just another act, isn't it? Today, I convince people I'm sluttier than I really am. Which starts with me pushing you down to sit on the edge of the bed and kneeling in front of you. I hope my nervousness isn't showing. I seem to be undoing your pants easily enough. But I practiced with a pair of jeans and some boxers pulled over a pillow all morning until I got it right. It's different doing it on an actual person though. The pillow doesn't try to help me. It's not warm and it doesn't have one of those. Sorry, just a bit of stage fright. I haven't had that for years. I was acting before I could talk. I guess it's not necessary that I talk for this next part either, or that I'd even be able to with that thing in my mouth. But here goes. Ooh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. How was that? Was I convincing? I wish we had time for another take, but it's better if we just do this in one continuous scene. So we have to continue. I hope you don't mind. I'll just pull off your pants and underwear the rest of the way, and you can take off your shirt. That just leaves me in my brown panties. I practiced taking these off today too, so that I wouldn't look so scared. No one has ever seen me naked before. Definitely not a man. But at least when I take these off and this video gets leaked, it will finally prove that all of these other pictures out there are fakes. Maybe you've seen some of them. I'd like to think the real me is better than those fakes. I'm pretty sure this is a very nice body with nice breasts and everything else. Did you know that there was a standing offer of $1 million for me to pose nudes when I turned 18? My manager said I should have taken it for the exposure, but I think this video is going to expose me enough. Too much, maybe, but I had to take chances to revitalise my career. I need to be adult and edgy, and the quickest way to do that is this sex tape. So, here's my big scene, I guess. I'll take my mark right here on the bed in full view of all the cameras. This is my first time, so I guess I don't dare try anything too fancy on my end. As long as they can see that this is really me having sex and looking like I enjoy it, then they'll know I can play these kinds of scenes on TV too. Maybe in movies, real movies, I mean, Hollywood blockbusters. Not what we're making right now. Please get on top of me now and get ready to do it. Be careful of me, please. We only get one take on me losing my virginity. My whole future as a serious actress is depending on you taking my virginity and making love to me on camera. You might even get famous for this too. At the very least, you get to have sex with a cute girl who was on one of the most popular shows on TV. I'm sure a lot of guys would want to be you right now, because you get to be me, in me. All you have to do is move forward a little bit more. Ah, you did it. We're doing it. Oh, I hope this is going to work. I hope this revitalises my career. Here, move a little, so the cameras can see you're in me. There can't be any doubt. They can fake it on TV and in the movies, but they will all know it's real. So very real. Keep moving, please. I can't seem to be anything other than eager, even slutty. My character's motivation is that she wants to fuck you, wants to lose her virginity. She doesn't know about the cameras. She doesn't know much about sex either, but she's really willing to learn. Was that convincing though? I won awards for my acting on the kids' award shows, but I want to win the grown-up awards too. Oscars, Emmys, even the People's Choice Awards, but I've never had to moan on camera before. Not sexually at least, but I think I'm doing okay. I'm starting to feel motivation. I am a method actress after all. I immerse myself in the part. When my character joined the Girl Scouts, I did too. That was my actual uniform on the show. I even earned my own badges. This is just another role to bury myself in, like you're buried in me. I am even beginning to feel slutty. It must be my character rubbing off on me, but that's good. I have to maintain this role in the future. I can't let the world see the sweet, innocent girl I still am. They have to believe that I'm a sexy, naughty woman now. I've just been introduced to sex and I'm loving it. And I can't get enough of it. Or of you. Oh, I'm so in character right now. My manager said you had to pull out. That you have to ejaculate all over my stomach. I don't get it, but it's what he told me we had to do. But I think I need to exercise some creative control. My character would want you to do it inside of her. It's her first time and she wants it to be special. She feels a connection to you. Even if she is a slut, she still wants to do things right for her first time. So leave it in me, please. My manager won't like it, but he works for me. What matters is that I like it. From an artistic perspective, that is. Okay, this is where we should have orgasms. Really big ones. I guess it's easy for you men to do it. It's supposed to be harder for us women. I guess I'm just really good at acting like a naughty girl because it doesn't seem that hard for me either. But I have to be convincing, right? The best way to do that is to really have an orgasm with you. That was really good. You're a natural at this acting thing. I think I did pretty good too. Although, I won't know until I can watch this later on. My manager can start spreading rumours about it right away, then actually leak it online next week. That should allow plenty of time for buzz to build and the producers to see it. Even if I don't get the part, it's a lot of publicity. At least if everyone believes that I'm no longer that innocent girl anymore. They will believe, won't they? I think I was convincingly naughty enough. This sex movie should be enough to prove to them I'm not so sweet anymore. But just in case, maybe we could turn this movie into a double feature.